I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, two members of the Knoxville girls basketball team, Aislinn Prevo and Hannah Duncan. We're here talking about the upcoming Panthers versus Cancer event. And Hannah, I'll start with you. You're the senior in the fourth year you're going to do with this. What's this experience been like for you these 4 years? That day is so different from any other game day that you have.
Yeah, it's very different. Obviously, we do a lot of things like make cookies. My sophomore year, we made denim bags. And usually this game is on a Saturday, but it's been changed recently. But we used to do like a team breakfast before the game. So it's just a really fun day, a really fun environment, and a lot of people show up. So it's really fun to play in.
Now that it's on a Friday, what's the school day like? Is it just kind of like a normal school day for you? You go to class, but in your mind, it's like, wow, this is a little bit bigger than a normal game.
Yeah, it's just like a normal school day. I don't think we really do anything different during the school day for this event, but yeah, I wish we did because it is a special night. It is a special event, but yeah, it's just a normal school day.
Aislinn, what's been your experience through these the Panthers versus Cancer events?
Well, I mean, this will be my first time actually playing a lot in the game, so that will be special to me, and it's special to all the women out there, and it really impacts me a lot.
You also get to dress up in those cool pink uniforms. I know you girls like to wear those. When you put those uniforms on, is it something that's this is different?
Yeah, it is different. And obviously this night, it impacts us all in a certain type of way. We've all had someone go through something like cancer. So it's just a big reminder of what we're fighting for, basically.
Aislinn, what goes through your mind when you put that uniform on and you're out there warming up and looking at a crowd that's probably going to be bigger than what you're used to?
Yeah. It's so special to me getting to wear those pink jerseys and having all the younger girls look up to me and being a big role model for them.
Now, the honor ceremony in between games sometimes can get very emotional. Now you got two people you're honoring, and no one knows and probably won't until that night. But what is that like, being in there, and the other team kind of joins in on that?
Yeah, obviously it's a very emotional time. Everyone can relate to it. Everyone's going through it. But also, those people are getting recognition they deserve. They're bringing their cancer awareness to the spotlight, and they're just showing everyone it's an important thing in this world. So,
and some of their stories have been pretty moving, Aislinn, as well. As you're standing there, what's going through your mind about hearing their stories?
It's very hard for me hearing that, thinking how some of these families can go through that, but then they overcome it, so that's great for them. It's just an amazing thing.
You had a lot of opponents during this time. Davis County is a new opponent, and all of the teams have kind of joined in, and their fans as well. What's that like to know that, you're going to have people coming up from Bloomfield and, enjoying this for the first time?
Yeah, and it's just everyone just kind of puts the game aside for a minute. The basketball game isn't the main focus of that night, and we can all just come together and focus on something more important than basketball.
Aislinn, what's the biggest thing you're looking forward to most when you get out there and get on that court and start going through the games and everything?
The biggest thing for me is that the girls are working very hard all together and trying to get a big dub for Panthers versus Cancer. I think that'll be just the biggest thing for me.
Hannah, what are you looking forward to? Are you going to take this in a little more since this is the last one for you?
Yeah, for sure. Normally, we don't get a big crowd out for the girls' games, but normally for Panthers versus Cancer, we get a lot of people out. So just being in that environment, wearing the pink jerseys, and just this is my last time celebrating a really fun event that not a lot of schools get to be a part of. So
I always, let each girl I interview do about 15 to 30 seconds why people should come out to that event. Hannah, you're first.
In the past, I've had a neighbor, Sarah Collins, who was affected with breast cancer, and we just had really close ties with that family, and it was just really hard to watch them go through something like that. It's just a tough thing to see, and I just think it's really important for people to raise money for that cause.
Aislinn, guess you get the final word.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience for everyone to come out and, like, see and enjoy, like, all the younger kids. I feel like they really, like, watch it and, like, listen to it, and it means something to them, and they, like, have time to, like, grow up and learn about it, understand it.
All right. Well, have fun, ladies, and best of luck in the games, and, you know, take it all in. It's Hannah Duncan and Aislinn Prevost in the Panthers versus Cancer game coming up on January 24th against Davis County on KNIA KRLS.